Now, a car bomb explosion at a marketplace in the Iraqi capital has killed at least 10 people. The blast took place at a fruit and vegetable market in Baghdad's eastern Sadr city. Nearly two dozen others were also injured there. Meanwhile, security forces ambushed a convoy of fuel tankers trying to illegally enter Iraq from Syria, killing at least eight drivers in the western Anbar province. Reports say the convoy wanted to supply Al-Qaeda-linked group there. Sunday's attacks came ahead of Iraq's first parliamentary election since the U.S. troops' withdrawal in late 2011. Let's speak to Professor Nabil Mikhail. He's with the George Washington University, and he joins us from studios in Washington. Professor Mikhail, we're seeing an increase in violence in Iraq, a lot of instability. The parliamentary elections are just around the corner. What do you make of that?
Iraq is a very dynamic scene. There are close to 30 million people living in Iraq, also in big metropolis areas. There are a lot of people who do not, like, say, live in that locale. So these are the big recruits for any terror attack that you mentioned in your report. But thank goodness, Iraq is still stable. And let me just state it succinctly. The elections are an important indication of the political progress inside Iraq. Elections should not be held captive to any act of terror. The Iraqi people should proceed with the elections, and I'm quite sure they will defeat the election, the terror phenomenon, and that will also defeat the purpose of any terror act that happened or occurred or has the potential of occurrence.
But Professor Mikhail, considering that these terror attacks are taking quite a considerable toll on the Iraqi economy, its security, its stability, and even its politics, let's not forget, do you think that Iraq can continue in its path of stability and democracy with these terror attacks not being curbed?
It can. The answer is yes, it can continue. And in this case, there are two criteria. Basically, comparing Iraq with others, Iraq is much better than Syria. Iraq, despite all the turmoil that happened, has avoided the turmoil in Syria because basically no civil war happened. There are serious sectarian clashes, but not of the scale and the magnitude of what is happening tragically now in Syria. On the other hand, there is another criteria to be applied here in judging Iraq's progress, which is comparing Iraq with what has occurred in the past inside that country. The security environment has improved. Yes, there are many loopholes, but there is also a consensus that terror should be eradicated, and that should be the point of departure for any reconciliation among the different Iraqi groups living together. Yes, there are different visions, different interpretations of the situation, but there is one point of consensus, which is all the Iraqis want to stop terrorism. So definitely this is a progress, and this should be what the West and the United States should do to help Iraq do better security-wise in other aspects.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see come April the 30th. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University speaking to us from Washington. Professor, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.